Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, guys. Hello, hello. You are listening to Tindus Live. This is WMUC College Park FM. I'm your host, The Milk Machine. And today I have a special guest here with me, if he wants to say something.
Yes, that is right. This is Josh Hanel, a training DJ in training. And I'm ready to see what Jason has to offer, to teach me.
Yes, sir, Josh. Yes, sir. Okay, do you want to explain your show a little bit? Give us like a synopsis of what you're going to be doing.
Yes, so my show, I'm planning to analyze different songs I like and themes in the songs that I find very valuable, very relatable in my daily life, whether it's, you know, in what they tell in the lyrics and just different themes in the songs that I find very important.
I already know I'm going to love this guy, Josh. This guy's the GOAT. I love that, too. I do the same thing, but, like, on my own. Like, I actually talked about this on my show before, but, like, every night I'll, like, listen to like a couple of songs and like try to like analyze them, just like see what parts like I love the most and why I like the song. Like, I don't know, it's very fun to analyze music. I'm glad that you enjoy that and glad you do that. You know what time your show's gonna be yet?
I don't know yet.
Okay, I will connect with Josh. I'll let you guys know next time what time his show is. You guys gotta listen. I'm sure it's gonna be peak, but first let me play a PSA for you so you guys can, you know, enjoy things on campus.
Have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
Okay, guys, today's going to be a little special day for you. Today's theme is best intros and build-ups. So basically, I just like went through like some of my playlists and like looked at songs that I thought had very enticing build-ups or intros, because I feel like a major part of songs that people have kind of undervalued in the modern music industry, especially in EDM, is, you know, setting up the song. It's as if someone just spammed like 2-second verses and just made the whole song chorus. Like, that's really boring, right? Like, you don't want to hear the same thing over and over again, but that's basically what the EDM industry is right now. So, I've tried to find songs that I think, you know, have build-ups or intros that, you know, get you into the song, get you prepared for the chorus, you know? I feel like, I don't want to name any artists because I'm not trying to bash anyone's favorite art, Millennium, but a lot of these artists have been doing that nowadays where they just don't even care about anything other than making, like, a hook kind of song that just gets you, like, bumping at a rave or something. Like, it's kind of like brain rot for music. So I've tried to compile like a playlist of songs that, you know, will get you thinking, hey, maybe the music I listen to is kind of bad and I gotta find better songs. But all right, let me get a minute to set it up and then we will start playing the music. Hold on. Okay. All right, guys, we're ready to start. So the first three songs I have for you today are Goodbye to a World by Porter Robinson. I know a lot of you have heard Porter Robinson. Porter Robinson, low-key, is the GOAT. Makes kind of like future-bassy music. Better future-bass than Millennium, of course. I think one of my friends, Priya, shout out Priya, I think she's listening, but she's been to a Porter Robinson concert. If you're going to go to a concert, I feel like Porter Robinson is the best way to start. You know, he's actually the GOAT. Don't worry about that. Next, we have Riot Overkill. This song was, I think, winner of Monster Cat's like Best of the Year 2018. Everyone knows this song if you've like been in the EDM space. It's low-key like a banger. You'll understand once you hear why it has like a really great build-up. It's like a metal step song, which is not common anymore, but if you know of Sullivan Kane, you know Sullivan Kane?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's like one of the like biggest like metal artists. He like actually made a collab song with Shaq with his DJ Diesel, Handle. Yeah, if you guys want to hear him out, I don't like Sullivan Keen anymore. I used to when I was younger, but he's still pretty good. I love his voice. He like does good screams. And then we have Reconquista by Ironheart. I think I played an Ironheart song two shows ago for my Psytrance show. Yeah, this is not a Psytrance song. This is a melodic dubstep song. But you guys will understand what I mean by, you know, a song is made by its buildup slash intro. So hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
And if it's true. Running full system diagnostics. Machine status fully operational. System online. All stations are now enabled. Target of the resistance. Operation overkill. Overkill.
have a nice sleep without any nightmares. You're among friends, girl. You must trust us. You will sleep now. A long sleep.
Okay, guys, now you understand what I mean. If you guys have been paying attention to, like, the past three songs, you would, like, understand how, like, those buildups are, like, actually crazy euphoric. So, Goodbye to a World, the vocals in it are actually a Vocaloid. I don't remember who or what, like, the Vocaloid is, but Porter Robinson used a lot of Vocaloid in his earlier music. She has, like, a song that has a music video with, like, a Vocaloid artist. I forget which song it is. I think it's Innocence. You guys will probably remember. It has like 140 million views on YouTube. It's like, it was like one of his most popular songs. Yeah, but Porter Robinson is the GOAT. All of his music has like very good intros and stuff like that. I actually have like two more of his songs, I think. No, one more. I had to cut the other one out. But yeah, like this guy, please listen to him. Listen to him. I'm telling you, he's the best future-based artist like out there. Illenium means nothing to me anymore. I'm sorry, Illenium. I'm sorry. Riot Overkill, I talked about them three shows ago. They had the new album, The Machine, which was a prequel album to their old album, Dogma Resistance, that came out in 2018, 2019. This was the finale song on the Dogma Resistance album. Really great stuff. Like I said, they were experimenting a lot with metal step and like metal in their dubstep. It worked really well. Like I said, they had number one on the charts for the whole year. Probably one of the craziest songs I've ever listened to. Like, it's kind of hailed as like the best dubstep slash metal step song from Monster Cat's whole roster, which is crazy because Monster Cat's existed since like 2011, 2010. But yeah, Riot, also very good. I think I already told you guys to listen to the album, but please do it. Do it. Ironheart, like I said, one of my favorite psytrance artists of all time. He makes like obviously very medievalish like themed music. This song, I think I discovered it either this summer or last semester, but I was like in an Ironheart phase, and I think I also played his other song, Sanjar. I was gonna put it in this playlist, but I was like, wait, I've already played that song before, and I like to play like newer things that people haven't heard. Yeah, so honestly, you guys should start like paying attention to how long the builds are and the songs you listen to, right? If a build is less than like a minute, 10 seconds, it's probably not a good build, and it probably isn't a good song. It's, I don't know, I feel like build should be a majority, not a majority, but like a vast part of the song, like at least 30%. I think all of these songs that I've like put in this like queue have at least 45 to a seconds to a minute long buildups. But yeah, I don't want to talk too much because, you know, these next songs are pretty long. Actually, one of them is 8 minutes and a half. But the next three songs I have for you, I think a lot of people will know this song. It's kind of like a meme song, but I had to put it here because it's a very good intro. One thing I will note is that a lot of EDM songs nowadays are thought of as gimmicky, specifically because of two forms of media, Geometry Dash and NCS. They have kind of ruined the whole perception about EDM because they became, it made it so widespread that people attribute it to those things and those things only. And nobody can think of EDM as like real music. They're like, oh, that's Geometry Dash music, or oh, that's like YouTube intro music, right? Like, we need to get rid of that misconception, right? I think that some artists have been labeled as such, like they're only like made for like YouTube intros, outros, like, or like Geometry Dash music and stuff like that. And it kind of undermines certain genres of music like electro house and like things like that, which were more attributed to those kinds of media. So I try to put that song here just to show you that, like, if you think about it in this context and not the context of, you know, whatever you like doing, like watching a YouTube video, it actually is like a real song that's like, wait, this is pretty good. So this first song is Arc by Shipwreck and Zookeepers. Yes, you'll probably understand it or recognize it the moment you listen to it. After that, we have Happy Accidents, which is by Inukshuk and Outwild. I think I pronounced that wrong, my bad. But I actually found this song when I was like reading manhwa, and I was like listening to a 2015 best of 2015 NCS mix on SoundCloud, one of the first like things I ever saved music wise and after that, we have An Angel's Acrimony by Enema Drop. Very, very good. I think that one's like 6.5 minutes. You guys will like these. Trust. But here we go.
Yo, 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 you are listening to WMUC FM, College Park. That was Happy Accidents by Inukshuk and Out Wild. Next up is Anima Drop. Oh, is The Kraken, New York Protocol, and Destroyer of Worlds from Oppenheimer.
Yes, sir, Josh. Yes, sir. Okay. All right, guys. Yeah, these are the last three songs of the day. I'm not sure, actually, what my next show is going to be. There's two options. It's either going to be viewers playlist or rip your ears playlist. So I'm thinking viewers because I know you guys like value your ears. So if you do want it to be a viewers playlist, basically what that entails is that everyone sends me like one song through a DM on Instagram, and I'll try to compile like a playlist based on all those songs. And yeah, just to see like what kind of EDM you guys listen to and try to get like a general gist of like, you know, what you guys like. So I could probably like curate my show for that. But that's a potentiality. I don't know yet. I'll let you know like by a post on Instagram probably like next Monday max, but probably earlier than that. But yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed so far. These next three songs are pretty heavy bangers. I know The Kraken, that, you know what it sounds like. It's like a pirate themed song, basically. Temenite had this album called The Black Flag, Raise the Black Flag, which was pirate themed, and it's probably one of my favorite albums of all time. I love it when artists, like, you know, make like thematic music, like things that like aren't just music, right? Like they like have a story behind them, you know. It just makes it so much more enticing to listen to. That one's really good. It has a crazy intro, by the way. I'm gonna like blast that in here. The song after that, New York Protocol 7, that's by Modus. I actually might not have time for all three songs. I don't think so, but it's fine. I'll play the next one next time. But basically that song is the seventh song. He does that song every year, but like a different version of it, right? And this is the seventh year. I actually found it from the fifth year. It was insane. I think it was like 2021 or something like that. This guy is a legend. He makes like one of the best like cinematic styled music like songs ever. Destroyer of Worlds, probably not gonna be able to play that today, but I'll play it tomorrow or next week. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoy the next two songs, and you know, peace out.
Drive. Transformation. Free Revolution. Imminent.